Good day, journal. It takes courage. It takes courage to be who you always imagined you could be. It takes courage to give each undeservedly gifted day you get from the Creator to strive to live up to your unlimited God-given ability. It takes courage to resolve to be no less than your best, to live out each day being the best version of yourself possible. Yes, it takes courage to live your life daily with joy on purpose. But being courageous is not done without the absence of fear. Fear is everywhere. Like lint, you cannot see in the air. Fear surrounds you. Fear is ubiquitous. Fear is ever present. Fear is not now, nor will it ever depart. Your challenge each day is finding the courage to move forward in your life with the presence of fear. The aim is not to develop fear beyond the two fears all humans are born with. The fear of loud noises and the fear of falling are the only two fears you need to acknowledge. All other fears are fears you make up in your mind. All other anxieties manifest as the acronym for fear. False evidence appearing real are the mentally fabricated things you fear that are not innate to your being. It takes courage to finally get off your ass and start doing what you say you hope and dream of doing. It takes courage to say no more to the people who distract you on the journey. It takes courage never again to enter the places that bring out the worst in you, or at least keep the best of you from appearing. It takes courage to cease doing those things that deprive you of discovering just how far you can go in this life, how much you can accomplish with the time gifted you, and who you can be when you have no more time. It takes courage. Yes, it takes courage now, and it will take courage later. It takes courage to look folks in the eye and tell them the truth, not only about themselves, but also about you. It doesn't take much courage to say to others when they are imperfect. So more importantly, let your courage be about ensuring you are the best you can be. Be courageous enough to focus solely on the person you most want to be and the things in your control. Focus on being who the Spirit designed you to be. It takes courage to keep going when others choose to quit. It takes courage when everything inside you wants you to think your hopes and dreams are ludicrous and impossible. You must find courage in those doubt-filled moments by realizing that the doubt is not of God. It is human-made. Doubt exists only in your mind. Doubt does not have to be your reality. The world has enough doubting Thomases and Thomasinas that it doesn't need another doubter. Have the courage to keep the faith. Find your courage in the comfort of the infinite's words that, as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. Keep being encouraged by those truthful and everlasting words, and let them guide you in approaching things like the little engine that could. I think I can. I think I can. Take the mantra of the little engine that could and put it on courageous steroids. Go from thinking you can to saying and believing, I know I will. I know I will. I know I am. I know I am. Know that you will do whatever you hope and dream of doing. know that the impossible is possible and inevitable because you will disregard doubt. Know that your most audacious hopes and dreams are not too intrepid. Know that you can, should, and must continue to have the most audacious hopes and dreams, and that they are perfectly okay. Moreover, realize it is advisable and permissible to increase your audacity for your fantastic life daily, hour after hour, minute after minute. You may as well be as audacious as possible about your life's goals, because others will want to reduce what is possible for you. So many people around you are cowards, pessimists, and fraidy cats. They lack the courage to be at their best. Mind, body, and soul, so many people live each day as minimalists of their potential. Minimalism is good for not wasting the resources the divine provides for all humans to survive. Yet, minimalism is horrible when it comes to how you see yourself. You should never see yourself as insignificant, as all humans are phenomenal in the eyes of God. Regardless of the degree of fame and fortune, you must never see yourself as more valuable than another, no matter how great your wealth and privilege. It takes courage to accept that the humanity of others is equal to yours, and that your humanity is no less than another. It takes courage to love your neighbor as yourself when it is genuinely your disposition not to like people. It takes courage to sit still, get to know yourself, and be open and honest about who you are. Be courageous and take a good, hard look at yourself again today. Examine who you are in your human trinity. Are you in the best physical shape that you can be? Are you financially where one made in the image of the Creator should be? Are you taking time and interest in absorbing the universal, timeless wisdom in the way required as an example to treat others as you want them to treat you, so that you may make the best and most righteous decisions about the fashion in which you represent the Creator's image? It takes courage to live a great life, but you should know that by now. Courage got you to where you are now, living extraordinarily. You are a serial, best-selling, award-winning author and renowned global public intellectual. Not because you are better or more deserving than anyone. You are who you always imagined being because you dared to believe you could do what others thought impossible. You are who you always imagined being because you ventured to let go of the people, places, and things that made you fearful and spread self-doubt. You are who you always imagined being because you now fear nothing or no one but God. You are who you always imagined being because you now know that the more remarkable life you want to live, the more remarkably courageous you must be. It takes courage.
Reflect and write. Let's begin with Nate's final words from today's journal entry. The more remarkable the life you want to live, the more remarkably courageous you must be. I don't want to assume that you want to live a remarkable life. So let me ask, is living a remarkable life something you desire? If you answered yes, as I hope you did, what exactly does that look like for you? Are you willing to take a hard, courageous look at yourself? Are you doing the things today to get you to the remarkable life you desire? Would you describe yourself as remarkably courageous? If not, why? What things have you mentally fabricated that are holding you back and keeping you from living each day remarkably? What will you move forward in, even in the presence of fear? What people or things must you say no to in order to live your remarkable life? What places or situations must you avoid because they bring out the worst in you or limit what is possible for you? Now act. Today is the day to walk courageously, to live life as the best version of yourself. Be courageous enough to focus on the person you most want to be and the things within your control. Let's take Nate's advice to be courageous and take a good hard look at ourselves again today. Examine who we are in human trinity. I want you to respond to these non-rhetorical questions posed in today's journal. Are you in the best physical shape that you can be? Are you financially where one made in the image of the Creator should be? Are you taking the time and interest in absorbing the universal, timeless wisdom in the way required as an example to treat others as you want them to treat you, so that you may make the best and most righteous decisions about the fashion in which you represent the Creator's image? Once you have responded to these questions, take time to write your most ambitious goals, mind, body, and soul. Don't let fear or minimalism guide your answers. Be remarkably courageous so you can write the vision, think the thoughts that will enable you to take the next step towards your remarkable life. Now journey forward.